In this bulletin, the JobSeeker coronavirus supplement to be extended until the end of March, but at a lower rate. Senior Labor MP Joel Fitzgibbon quits as the party's energy spokesman, and the NBL launches its Reconciliation Action Plan. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. The federal government has announced the JobSeeker coronavirus supplement will be extended until the end of March at a lower rate. The existing $250 fortnightly supplement will be reduced to $150 per fortnight. Social Services Minister Anne Rustin says the government will also be extending measures to allow more Australians to get access to JobSeeker, including expanded eligibility criteria and payment waiting periods.
As we go forward and as the jobs market starts to open up and as our economy starts to recover from this extraordinary pandemic, we want to encourage all Australians to re-engage with the workforce. Over recent months, we have put in place social security measures to support all Australians through this pandemic, but now our focus has to be on supporting Australians back to work.
Ed Husic has replaced Joel Fitzgibbon as Labor's spokesman for Agriculture and Resources, after the right faction MP quit the positions over an internal dispute about energy policy. Mr. Fitzgibbon supports Labor's target for net zero carbon emissions by 2050, but he says he's concerned it's being too ambitious in the short term and will damage the party's election chances. He's urged Labor to get back to its traditional roots and support resources sector jobs, saying the party is spending too much time on climate policy at the expense of regional issues.
If you want to act on climate change, the first step is to become the government. And to become the government, you need to have a climate change and energy policy that can be embraced by a majority of the Australian people. That is something we have failed to do for the last 7 or 8 years.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says two ministers who were the subject of an ABC program about a misogynistic culture in the federal parliament didn't breach his code of conduct. Attorney General Christian Porter says he's considering legal action after a Four Corners investigation revealed he was questioned by former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull following an alleged incident in a Canberra bar involving a Liberal Party staffer, and says other claims made by the program were defamatory. The program also uncovered details of an affair between former political staffer Rachel Miller and acting Immigration Minister Ellen Tudge. Mr. Morrison says he doesn't believe Mr. Tudge or Mr. Porter breached any aspect of the ministerial code of conduct, which was extended in 2017 to ban sexual relationships with staff.
There are no matters before me regarding their conduct while they've served in my cabinet, and indeed I'm not aware of any conduct, nor was the previous Prime Minister, after the introduction of those standards.
New South Wales has recorded 3 consecutive days without any locally acquired COVID-19 infections. 5 new cases have been diagnosed in return travellers in hotel quarantine. To sport, the NBL has launched its inaugural Reconciliation Action Plan aimed at strengthening pathways for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander players. Key commitments in the plan include increasing Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander player recruitment, retention and professional development, recruiting an Indigenous player wellbeing officer, and funding 50% of the minimum salary for all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people engaged by NBL clubs as development players. NBL Commissioner Jeremy Lohliger says one of the biggest obstacles for Indigenous participation in the NBL is talent identification.
We're a very large country, and quite often Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander players don't have the same opportunities for exposure as many other parts of the population, and so that can't be solved by the NBL exclusively, and we have to work with our other stakeholders to ensure that we all work together to identify, celebrate and champion the amazing talent that we know is out there and needs to be encouraged along that pathway.
We'll now look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, cloudy and 20. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 26. Late showers and possible storm in Melbourne, 29. Hobart, hot with a late shower or two, 30. Canberra, sunny and 27. Wollongong, much the same, 24. Sydney also sunny, 24. Newcastle, similar conditions, 27. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 27 degrees. Cairns, partly cloudy, 31. And Darwin, sunny at a top of 35 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.